to the Elective Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. To taper a dexmedetomidine infusion, decrease the dose by 0.1 mics per kilo per hour every 15 minutes. When a sufficiently low dose, such as 0.2 mics per kilo per hour, is reached and the patient is tolerating it, the infusion may be stopped. Not all patients will readily wean from a dexmedetomidine infusion due to an ongoing need for sedation. In such cases, clonidine may be considered to facilitate the weaning process. At least two studies have evaluated whether enteral clonidine can be used to successfully transition patients off dexmedetomidine. Clonidine has sedative effects, is inexpensive, and has excellent enteral bioavailability. Patients who are hemodynamically stable and no longer require rapid titration of sedative effect may be ideal candidates to transition from IV dexmedetomidine to enteral clonidine. Patients are given either 0.1, 0.2, or 0.3 milligrams of clonidine enterally every 6 hours. The dexmedetomidine is then tapered off as tolerated over a period of 8 to 48 hours. When it's time to taper off the clonidine, this can be done by extending the dosing interval once every 24 hours to Q8 hours, Q12, and Q24 hours, then stopping the clonidine altogether. To celebrate 3 years of podcasting at PharmacyJoe.com, I'm giving away 3 copies of my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, and my 6-module Code Blue and Rapid Response Training Program for hospital pharmacists. To enter the contest, go to PharmacyJoe.com/3. That's the number 3 or THREE.